Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th of July, recording at, this looks like 6:42 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Not many in here today. Most things are fairly quiet, but stock markets generally steady. Hong Kong looks to me like the most interesting of the speculative plays here right now. Bonds still under a little bit of selling pressure, government bonds, that is. Animal spirits are certainly picking up regarding stock markets, and those two factors, the firm stock markets and the softer government bonds, are obviously related. And the dollar, this is an interesting call here right now. I don't know whether we saw last week, or was it the week before? I don't know whether we saw the penultimate high on the rally or the actual high. I'd probably have to give the benefit of the doubt to the penultimate high hypothesis until or unless we see a downward dynamic, another downward dynamic near current levels. But the dollar started off a bit steady and then weakened somewhat in here today. Nothing big, but that enabled precious metals to steady up a bit. And that's pretty much it. The gold coming, beg your pardon, oil coming down here a little bit. Okay, let's go back to the stock market cycle here. I said that animal spirits had picked up recently. Sentiment from some of the U.S. commentators improving with that new high in the S&P. We haven't had any upside follow-through on that yet, but that's not necessarily bearish as long as we don't see a downward dynamic in here. And then you can see the increased appetite for risk, and I've seen at least three signs of that. Notice how the chip stocks are outperforming, and they've been outperforming in the last few weeks. And then note also how some of the biotech speculative issues, things like gene tech, you know, that's been really quite strong in here again over the last few weeks. But utilities have generally experienced some profit taking. And risk, well, is this a contrary indicator? It certainly could be. But the best practical technical advice to give, I think, is to run with it while this strength persists, but be prepared to stand aside on speculative positions the moment you see anything remotely like a clear downward dynamic coming from Wall Street. I wouldn't be surprised to see that on almost any day, but then again, we may not get it. Owen will certainly be looking out for that eventuality while I'm away in August. And when I say run with it in terms of speculative positions, I go back to Hong Kong, which is a recent breakout. And then there is talk of China spending some $15 billion to support their market. Well, if you want to play China, I'd play it through Hong Kong. So that looks like the speculative play. India, where I've got not insubstantial interest, as you know, was up on Friday and it was up again today, so right back up to the top of the range. But we have seen a slowing of the momentum overall, and it does look a little overextended and a little tired to me, but it wouldn't take... Again, the demand still has the upper hand because we haven't seen a break in this short-term uptrend. We've just seen it slow a little bit in here. And I did say that India has led this last move on the upside, so weakness there might be a little advance warning that other stock markets were into injury time. But again, bottom line, look for an eventual downward dynamic. We're not going to get it in here today. Okay, bonds. I'd covered my short position there in the U.S. Treasuries, taking a small profit on that just because I wanted to lighten speculative positions before I go away. I would really like to have less to think about, concentrate on the cycling holiday. But were I not going away, I would still have a short position in there, and I do still have a small short position in the JGBs. It's about at a break-even level here right now. Precious metals, I'm content to hold those, although I would see some, I think some temporary losses were the dollar chart or the dollar's recent high that we saw earlier in the month, the beginning of the month, were that to prove to be only a penultimate high. In other words, if it were the dollar to move to a new high for the year, there's little doubt in my mind that we'd see additional selling pressure in some of those precious metals. And the three I hold are the gold, slightly bigger position in platinum, and my biggest position is in silver, where I have buy orders underneath the market, and I will put in some sell orders above the market. And before I go away, in continuation of my baby steps trading tactic there. Having talked about downward dynamics in the stock markets, am I about to jump out of any of my core investment positions in equities? No, it's not even crossing my mind at this stage. And what else to mention in here today on this relatively quiet day? The price of crude oil. Now, this is really just responding to hurricane news. There's no backwardation, so it does suggest to me that without the hurricanes and people not wanting to be in a position of being caught out if there's a sudden storm that damages production, that oil would probably be lower today than it is right now. But overall, this is still in a secular bull market, as you know, and we're consuming a lot more oil than we're actually replacing. And yes, I know that supplies are going to be increasing and refining capacity will be increasing and so on. But I don't think that any of that will undermine the secular bull market theme, which I play through those Investec energy funds, global energy funds, as you know, plus a bit of a position in BP. And anything else in here? Nope, grains, beans, quiet in here today. So you get away with a short audio tonight. All the best.